S'il vous plaît, chantez.
Please, sing. The phrase, S'il vous plaît, chantez, is a polite request in French. Let's break it down. S'il vous plaît. This is the polite form of, please. It's a contraction of, S'il vous plaît, which literally means, if it pleases you. The S is a contraction of il, which means he or it. Vous means you, formal, and plaît comes from the verb plaire, meaning to please. Chantez exclamation. This is the imperative form of the verb chanter, meaning to sing. The imperative is used to give commands or make requests. The a ending indicates that the command is being given to a plural group of people. In essence, the phrase, S'il vous plaît, chantez, combines a polite request, please, with a direct command, sing.
Rest, s'il te plaît.
Stay, please. The sentence is a simple imperative with a polite request.
Rest
is the imperative form of the verb
rester,
meaning to stay. Imperatives are used for commands and requests, and in this case, it is addressed to you in a singular and informal form.
S'il te plaît
means please. It is a polite phrase used to soften a request.
S'il
is a contracted form of
s'il,
meaning if he. Te is the object pronoun meaning you, and
plaît
is the third person singular form of the verb
plaire,
meaning to please. So, the entire phrase
rest, s'il te plaît
translates to stay, please, and conveys a polite request for the person being addressed to remain in their current location.
Restez, s'il vous plaît.
Please stay. Breakdown.
Restez.
This is the imperative form of the verb
restez,
which means to stay. The imperative form is used to give a command or make a request. Here, it's a polite request to stay.
S'il vous plaît.
This is a polite phrase that means, please. It is literally, if it pleases you. Key concepts. Imperative form. Used to give commands and requests. Polite phrase.
S'il vous plaît.
Is used to make the request more polite.
S'il te plaît, arrête.
Please stop. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it is a command or request.
S'il te plaît
is a polite phrase meaning, please. Te is the object pronoun, you, used when addressing someone informally.
Arrête
is the second person singular imperative form of the verb
arrêter,
to stop. The sentence is structured as a polite request. Please, stop doing whatever you are doing.
S'il vous plaît, arrêtez.
Please stop. This sentence is a polite imperative, which means it is a command, but phrased in a courteous manner.
S'il vous plaît
translates to please and is a common polite phrase used to soften requests.
Arrêtez
is the second person plural form of the verb
arrêtez,
which means to stop.
The vous
in
s'il vous plaît
is a formal plural pronoun used as a sign of respect.
Arrêtez s'il vous plaît.
Please stop. Breakdown.
Arrêtez
is the imperative form of the verb
arrêtez,
to stop, meaning stop, in this context. It is in the plural form, indicating that the speaker is addressing multiple people.
S'il vous plaît
is a polite phrase meaning, please. It literally translates to, if it pleases you. This phrase is used to make a request more courteous. Key concepts. Imperative mood. The imperative mood is used to give commands or make requests. Plural form. The use of
arrêtez
instead of
arrête
indicates that the speaker is addressing more than one person. Polite request. The use of
s'il vous plaît
adds politeness to the request.
Levez les yeux.
Raise your eyes.
Levez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Levez.
To raise, in the Ruse form, which is used for both singular and plural, you, in formal contexts.
Le
is the definite article, meaning the.
Ye
is the plural noun for eyes. This phrase literally means raise the eyes, but it is used figuratively to mean look up or pay attention.
Arrête, s'il te plaît.
Stop, please. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it's a command or request.
Arrête
means stop and is the imperative form of the verb.
Arrêtez.
To stop.
S'il te plaît
is a polite phrase meaning, please. It is literally, if it pleases you. The sentence uses the informal, to, form of address, which is appropriate for friends or family. If you were speaking to someone you didn't know well, you would use the formal, vous, form, which would change the sentence to
arrêtez, s'il vous plaît.
Veuillez
arrêter.
Please stop. This sentence is a polite imperative, which means it is a command phrased in a polite manner.
Veuillez
is the polite form of the verb
vouloir.
To want. It is used to make a request or a command more polite.
Arrêtez
is the infinitive form of the verb
arrêtez.
To stop. In this context, it is the imperative form, which is used to give commands. Therefore, the full sentence translates to, please stop.
Merci d'arrêter.
Thank you for stopping. The phrase, merci d'arrêter, uses the
affinitive
form of the verb, arrêter.
To stop.
After the preposition.
De.
Of. This is a common construction in French, and the English translation often uses the gerund, or ing form of the verb. The polite phrase.
Merci.
Thank you. Is a simple way to express gratitude.
Veuillez voter.
Please vote. This sentence is a polite imperative, meaning it is a command given in a polite manner.
Veuillez
is the formal imperative form of the verb
vouloir.
To want. In this context, it conveys a polite request.
Voter
is the infinitive form of the verb
voter.
To vote. This is a simple sentence with a clear and direct meaning.
Merci de voter.
Thank you for voting. This sentence is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request.
Merci
is the polite way to say thank you.
De
is a preposition meaning of or from, and it is used to connect the verb to the following noun.
Voter
is the infinitive form of the verb to vote. The complete phrase means thank you from voting.
Voter s'il vous plaît.
please vote. Breakdown.
Voter
is the imperative form of the verb.
Voter.
To vote. It's telling someone to vote.
Seal
is a contraction of
seal.
If he, it is used to introduce a condition or request.
Vous plaît
is a polite expression meaning, please. It's often used in requests. Key concepts. Imperative mood, used for commands and requests. Contractions, common in French, combining words for a more fluid sound. Politeness.
S'il vous plaît
is a polite way to make a request.
Vote s'il te plaît.
Please vote. This is a very simple sentence in French.
Vote
is the imperative form of the verb.
Voter.
Meaning, to vote.
S'il te plaît
is a polite phrase meaning, please. It is literally, if it pleases you.
Te
is the object pronoun, you, in the familiar form, which is used when addressing someone you know well. The whole sentence is a request to vote, using a polite and familiar tone.
Veuillez patienter un instant.
Please wait a moment. This sentence uses the formal, vous, form of the verb, patienter.
Patienter.
Meaning, to wait. The imperative mood is used, which is used to give a command or request. An instant.
Un instant
means a moment.
Une seconde, s'il te plaît.
1 second, please. This sentence is a polite request in French. Let's break it down.
Une
means one and is the feminine singular form of the indefinite article un.
Seconde
means second and is a feminine noun.
Seal
is a contraction of seal, which means, if he.
Te
is the object pronoun, you, in the informal, to, form.
Plaît
is the third person singular form of the verb, plaît, to please, in the conditional mood. Here is a literal translation. 1 second, if it pleases you. However, in English, we usually use please after the request. Key concepts. Indefinite articles. The indefinite articles un and une are used to introduce a noun for the first time, similar to a or an in English. Object pronouns. Object pronouns replace nouns in a sentence to avoid repetition and make the sentence sound more concise. Conditional mood. The conditional mood is used to express politeness and possibility.
Priez pour moi.
Please pray for me. This sentence is a polite request to ask someone to pray for the speaker.
Priez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Priez,
which means to pray.
Pour
means for.
Moi
is the pronoun, me.
Lève les yeux.
Translation. Raise your eyes. Breakdown.
Lève.
This is the imperative form of the verb.
Lever.
To raise. It is in the second person singular form, meaning it is directed at one person, you.
Le.
This is the plural definite article, meaning, the.
Ye.
This is the plural form of the noun.
I.
Key concepts. Imperative mood. The imperative is used to give a command or instruction. Definite article. The definite article.
Le. La.
Le. Is used to indicate that a specific noun is being referred to. Plural noun. The plural form of nouns in French is often formed by adding an s
to the singular form.
Appuyez sur la touche entrée.
Press the
entrée
key. This sentence instructs someone to press the enter key on a keyboard.
Appuyez
is the imperative form of the verb appuyer, to press. In this case, it's the command to press something.
Sur
is a preposition meaning on or upon, indicating the location of the action.
La
is the definite article, the, in feminine form.
Touche
is the noun, key, in feminine form.
Entrée
is the noun, enter, referring to the enter key on a keyboard.
Appuyez sur entrée.
This means, press enter. Here is a breakdown of the sentence.
Appuyez
is the imperative form of the verb
appuyer,
which means to press. The imperative is used to give commands, and since it is directed at you, the listener, it uses the vous form.
Sur
means on or upon.
Entrée
means enter, which is the key on a keyboard. So the full sentence is a command to press the enter key.
Remets-le en place.
Put it back in place. Breakdown. Remets-le is a verb in the imperative form, command, of the verb remettre.
Remettre.
It is conjugated in the second person singular, you, informal.
Le.
Is a direct object pronoun, which means it.
The
s is a connecting sound that helps the pronunciation flow smoothly. En place.
En place
is a prepositional phrase meaning in place. This tells you where you are putting something. Key concept. This sentence is a command, giving someone instructions. It emphasizes the need to return an object to its original position.
Let
him slash her go. Breakdown.
Less
is the imperative form of the verb.
Laisser
meaning to let or to leave. In this context, it is used as a command, like let.
Le
is the direct object pronoun, meaning him or her.
Le
is placed after the verb because the sentence is in the imperative mood. The imperative mood is used to give commands or instructions. This sentence can also mean leave him slash her alone. The meaning will depend on the context.
Pause. Le.
Put it down. Breakdown.
Pause
is the imperative form of the verb poser, meaning to put or to place.
Le
is the direct object pronoun meaning it.
Therefore, pose
means put it down and is a command.
Enregistrez ceci.
Record this. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or instruction.
Enregistrez
is the imperative form of the verb
enregistrer.
To record, it is in the
vous
form, which is used for both singular and plural, you.
Ceci
is a demonstrative pronoun meaning this.
Therefore, enregistrer ceci
translates to record this.
Enregistre ceci.
Record this. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions.
Enregistre
is the imperative form of the verb
enregistrer,
which means to record.
Ceci
is a pronoun that means this. So,
The complete sentence translates to record this. Let him go. This sentence is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command. The verb is lash, which is the imperative form of the verb lashe, meaning to release or to let go. The pronoun le refers to a male person, meaning him. Lashe le. Let him go. This is an imperative sentence, which means it is a command. Relâche is the imperative form of the verb relâche, which means to release or to let go. It is conjugated in the second person plural, meaning it is addressing a group of people, in this case, the people who are being told to release someone. Le is a direct object pronoun referring to a male person or thing. In this case, it refers to the person who is being held. Therefore, the sentence means, let him go. Or, release him.
Laisse-le partir.
Let him leave. This sentence is an imperative verb, meaning it is a command. The verb, laisser, means, to let, or, to allow. The verb is conjugated in the imperative mood, second person singular, which means it is a command directed at a single person. The pronoun le is a direct object pronoun meaning him. It is placed before the verb, as is typical for object pronouns in French. The infinitive
partir
means to leave. It follows the conjugated verb to form the imperative construction.
Moi aussi.
Me too. This is a simple sentence in French, meaning, me too. Breakdown.
Moi
is the pronoun for me or I in French. It is used here in the subject position of the sentence, meaning it is the one performing the action.
Aussi
means also or to. It is an adverb, and in this case, it modifies the verb to be, which is implied in the sentence. Key concepts. Pronoun, a word that replaces a noun. In this case, moi replaces the name of the speaker. Implied verb, often in French, the verb to be is not explicitly stated. It is understood from the context of the sentence, as in this case.
Garde ton calme.
This means, keep calm. Let's break it down. Garde.
Garde.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Garder.
Which means, to keep. In the imperative, we use the to form, which is used for informal commands. Ton.
Tu
is the masculine singular possessive adjective meaning your. It agrees in gender and number with the noun kami.
Calm.
Which means calm.
Kami.
Calm. Is a masculine singular noun meaning calm. So the sentence is literally keep your calm, which translates to keep calm.
Gardez votre calme.
Keep your calm. This phrase is an imperative, meaning it's a command or instruction. Breakdown.
Gardez.
This is the imperative form of the verb.
Gardez.
To keep. It's in the second person plural, meaning you all or you plural.
Votre.
This is the possessive adjective, your, in the plural form, agreeing with.
Calm.
Calm. This is the noun, calm, in the singular form. The phrase literally translates to, keep your calm. The imperative, gardez, is used to give a direct command, implying a situation where someone needs to remain calm.
Souviens-toi.
Remember it. This sentence uses the imperative verb form of
souvenir,
which means to remember. The imperative form is used to give commands or instructions.
Souviens-toi
is a contraction of
souviens-toi,
which literally means remember it. The pronoun
a
stands in for the object of the verb, which is understood to be something previously mentioned or implied.
Souvenez-vous-en.
Remember it. Breakdown. Souvenez-vous-en. This is a reflexive verb in the imperative mood. Souvenez-vous is the reflexive verb.
Se souvenir.
To remember, in the imperative form for the plural, vous, you. The en is a pronoun that refers back to the object of the verb, which is understood to be something previously mentioned or implied. In this case, the, it, is the idea or object that the speaker wants the listener to remember. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs.
Se souvenir
is a reflexive verb, meaning it takes the reflexive pronoun.
Se.
Himself, herself, itself, themselves, as part of the verb conjugation. In this case, the reflexive pronoun is
vous,
which is the plural form of
se,
used with the imperative mood. Imperative mood. The imperative mood is used to give commands or instructions. In this case, the speaker is commanding the listener to remember something. Pronoun en. The pronoun
a
is used to replace a previously mentioned object or idea. Here, it stands in for the unspecified object of the verb, remember.
Mémorise ceci.
Memorize this. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command.
Mémorise
is the imperative form of the verb.
Mémoriser,
which means to memorize.
Ceci
is a demonstrative pronoun that means this. So the sentence is telling you to memorize this, whatever this refers to.
Riposte.
A quick and clever reply, often humorous or sarcastic, used to counter an attack or criticism.
Riposte.
Fight back. Breakdown. Riposte is the second person plural imperative form of the verb
riposte,
which means to fight back or to retaliate. The imperative form is used to give a direct command, in this case, telling someone to fight back.
Dis au revoir.
Say goodbye. This is a simple imperative sentence.
Dis
is the imperative form of the verb
dire,
to say, and
au revoir
means goodbye.
Dites au revoir.
Say goodbye. This sentence is a command, meaning it is telling someone to do something.
Dites
is the third person plural form of the verb
dire,
to say, conjugated in the imperative mood. This is used to give commands or instructions.
Au revoir
is a common French phrase that means goodbye.
Faites entrer Tom.
Let Tom come in. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. The subject, vous, you, is implied, but not explicitly stated. The verb, faire, to make, is used in the imperative form, faites, followed by the infinitive verb, entre, to enter. The object, Tom, follows the verb. Breakdown.
Fait.
Colon, this is the imperative form of the verb, faire, to make. It is used to give a command, in this case, to make Tom enter.
Entrer.
Colon, this is the infinitive form of the verb, entre, to enter. It indicates the action that needs to be performed.
Tom.
: This is the direct object of the sentence, the person who is being told to enter.
Amwa osi.
To me too. This sentence is a very basic expression of agreement, and it means, me too, or, to me as well. It uses the preposition a, meaning, to, or, at, and the pronoun mwa, meaning, me.
Or si,
means, also, or, to. The, a, is followed by the pronoun mwa, to indicate the direction of the agreement. It's a very simple way to express that you share the same feeling or opinion as someone else. Let Tom enter. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests.
Fair
is the imperative form of the verb.
Fair.
To do, or to make. In this case, it is used as a command.
Otae
is the infinitive form of the verb.
Otae.
To enter, which means that the person will be doing the action.
Tom
is the name of the person who should enter.
Fet mute Tom.
Make Tom go up. This sentence is in the imperative mood, meaning it is a command or instruction.
Fet
is the imperative form of the verb.
Fair.
To do, to make, in the third person plural. It translates as make or do.
Mute
is the infinitive verb.
Mute.
To go up, to climb. It is used in this sentence as an infinitive after the verb, fair, to make, to form a command.
Tom
is the proper noun, Tom. The sentence is literally translated as, make Tom go up. This is an example of a common grammatical structure in French, where the verb,
fair,
is used to express a command, or request, followed by another verb in the infinitive form.
Fais monter Tom.
Make Tom go up. This sentence is a command, or an imperative sentence, and it uses the
do
form of the verb.
Fais
is the
do
form of the verb.
Faire.
To make.
Monter
is the infinitive form of the verb.
Monter.
To go up.
Tom
is the name of the person being told to go up.
The verb
faire to make is often used to create a more direct command, similar to how we might use the verb to have in English.
Be calm.
Calm down. This is a short, imperative phrase meaning calm down. It uses the which is a contraction of
the
meaning of the and
calm
meaning calm.
The
is used here as a way to emphasize the noun
calm,
as it is a direct object of the verb to be implied in the sentence.
Tranquille.
This means calm or relaxed.
Tranquille
is an adjective that means calm or relaxed. It is often used to describe a person, a place, or a situation. For example, you might say,
je suis tranquille.
I am calm, or
c'est un endroit tranquille.
It's a calm place.
Bouge-toi.
This is a command meaning, move it. Or, get a move on. It's a colloquial and informal expression that uses the imperative form of the verb
bouger,
which means, to move, and the pronoun
toi,
meaning, you.
The
toi is contracted into
wa,
which is informal.
Hui wa.
Hurry up. This is an informal imperative verb. The verb
huye
means to wriggle, squirm, or bustle. The
wa
ending turns it into an imperative verb telling someone to do something. Since the
hui
is in the present tense, it is an informal, more casual command.
Mang wa.
This is an imperative verb meaning, pull yourself together. Or, get a grip.
Mang wa
is the informal, familiar second person singular imperative form of the verb.
Se man ye,
which means to pull oneself together, or to get a grip. It is generally used in an informal context with someone you know well.
Ialunu.
Where are we going? This sentence uses the
u
pronoun, which means we in this context. The verb is
ale,
which means to go. The verb is in the first person plural, we, and in the interrogative mood, which is a question. It is also in the future tense. Finally,
nu
is implied at the end of the sentence, but omitted. So the full sentence would be
Ialununu,
which translates to, are we going ourselves?
Univa,
let's go. This is a simple question in French, using the pronoun
U,
which means, we, and the verb
aller,
which means, to go. The phrase is in the interrogative form, indicated by the question mark, and utilizes the informal why for there. The literal translation is, do we go there? It is a casual way of suggesting to go somewhere.
Passez à autre chose.
Move on to something else. This phrase uses the imperative mood of the verb
passer,
to pass, which means to command someone to do something.
À autre chose
is a prepositional phrase that means to something else. The combination of the imperative and the prepositional phrase means move on to something else.
Elle a rougi.
She blushed. This sentence is in the
passé composé,
which is the most common past tense in French. It is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, conjugated in the present tense.
Ah,
in this case, and the past participle of the main verb.
Rougi,
meaning, blushed.
Elle
is the subject pronoun, meaning, she.
Ah,
is the third person singular present tense of the verb.
Avoir,
to have.
Rougi
is the past participle of the verb.
Rougir,
to blush.
Elle devenait rouge.
She was becoming red. This sentence utilizes the imperfect tense in French, which is used to describe ongoing or repeated actions in the past. Breakdown.
Elle
is the subject pronoun for she. Devenait.
Devenait
is the imperfect form of the verb
devenir,
meaning to become.
Rouge.
Rouge is the adjective meaning red. The imperfect tense in French is often used to describe a state or an action in progress, emphasizing that it was ongoing in the past. In this example, the sentence suggests that her reddening was not a sudden event, but rather a gradual change.
Elle est tombée dans les pommes.
She fainted. Breakdown.
Elle
is the subject pronoun, she.
Elle
is the third person singular present tense of the verb. et.
To be.
To be.
Is the past participle of the verb.
To be.
To fall. It is used in the passé composé tense, which describes an action that happened in the past.
No.
Is the preposition, in.
Le.
Is the plural definite article, the.
Pomme.
Literally means, apples, but in this case, it is an idiomatic expression that means, to faint, or, to pass out. The entire phrase translates to, she fell into the apples, which is an idiomatic way of saying, she fainted.
Elle frappa.
She hit him.
Breakdown.
Elle.
Elle.
Is the subject pronoun for, she.
Le.
Le.
Is the direct object pronoun for, him. It is in the masculine singular form to agree with the noun, him, understood from context.
Frappe.
Frappa.
Is the past tense of the verb, frappe, which means, to hit, or, to strike.
Key concepts.
Subject-verb agreement. The verb, frappe, is conjugated in the third person singular to agree with the subject, L. Direct object pronoun. The pronoun, le, acts as a direct object, replacing the noun, him.
Past tense.
The verb is in the past tense, indicating that the action occurred in the past.
Elle a frappé.
She hit him. The sentence uses the
passé composé
tense, which is used for completed actions in the past. It is formed by using the auxiliary verb
avoir
to have, conjugated in the appropriate tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case,
avoir
is conjugated as
a,
has, because the subject is
elle.
She, which is a singular feminine pronoun. The past participle of the verb
frappe,
to hit, is
frappe.
The object pronoun
elle,
him, comes before the verb. This is because it is a direct object pronoun, and direct object pronouns always precede the verb in French. So the breakdown is
elle,
she, plus
a,
has, plus
frappe,
hit, plus
elle,
him.
Elle n'a pas de charme.
She doesn't have any charm.
Breakdown.
Elle. This is the subject pronoun, she.
La.
This is the contracted form of ni and a,
has.
Ni is a negation particle, making the sentence negative. The contraction happens when a negative particle comes before a verb.
Pa.
This is an adverb of negation, further emphasizing the negative. It means, not, or, no.
De.
This is a preposition meaning, of.
Charme.
This is the noun, charm. Key concepts. Negation. The sentence uses the negation particle, ni, and the adverb, pas, to create a negative statement. Contraction. The negation particle, ni, contracts with the verb, a, to form, na. Prepositions. The preposition, de, is used to connect the verb, avoir, to have, with the noun, charm.
Elle est morte.
She is dead. This sentence is in the simple present tense, and uses the verb,
être,
to be, conjugated in the third person singular.
Elle
is the subject pronoun for she, and
mort
is the feminine past participle of the verb
mourir,
to die, and serves as an adjective in this sentence.
Elle est gentille.
She is kind. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. It uses the feminine form of the adjective.
Jordi.
Kind, to describe the subject.
Elle.
She.
Elle.
Is a subject pronoun and
Jordi.
Is an adjective that is agreeing in gender and number with the subject.
Elle. Elle est en retard.
She is late. The sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb
être
to be conjugated in the third person singular.
Est en retard
means late and functions as an adverbial phrase, modifying the verb
être. Elle est paresseuse.
She is lazy. The sentence structure is simple.
Elle
is the subject pronoun, meaning she.
Elle
is the third person singular form of the verb être, to be, in the present tense.
Paresseuse
is the feminine adjective, lazy. This sentence demonstrates the agreement in French between the subject and the adjective. Since the subject is feminine,
elle,
the adjective, lazy, must also be feminine.
Paresseuse. Pass à autre chose.
Move on. Breakdown.
Pass
is the imperative form of the verb
passer,
meaning to pass or to move.
À
is a preposition meaning to or at.
Autre
is an adjective meaning other.
Chose
is a noun meaning thing. The sentence literally translates to pass to another thing, but the English equivalent is move on. This sentence is a command or suggestion to focus on something else and let go of what is bothering you.
Elle est cinglée.
She is crazy. Breakdown.
Elle. Elle.
Is the subject pronoun, meaning she.
Est.
Elle. Is the third person singular present tense of the verb être.
Être.
To be.
Cinglé.
Cinglé. Is an adjective meaning crazy or nuts. It is used in a more informal and colloquial way than the more formal fall.
Fall.
Key concepts. Gender agreement. The adjective cinglé.
Cinglé.
Agrees in gender with the subject,
elle.
Elle. Which is feminine. In formal language, the use of cinglé.
Cinglé.
Makes the sentence sound more casual and informal.
Devrais-je y aller?
Should I go there? This sentence uses the conditional mood, which expresses possibility or uncertainty.
Devrais-je
is the conditional form of the verb
devoir.
To have to should. It is conjugated in the first person singular, I.
The.
Je. I is understood.
E
is a pronoun meaning there. It replaces a place previously mentioned.
Aller
is the infinitive of the verb to go. The sentence can also be translated as, would I be supposed to go there?
Devrais-je partir?
Should I leave? This sentence is in the interrogative form, meaning it is a question. Devrais-je is the conjugation of the verb devoir, to have to should, in the first person singular, conditional tense. The conditional tense expresses possibility or suggestion. Partir is the infinitive form of the verb partir, to leave. The sentence structure is simple.
Devrais-je.
Should I, plus.
Partir.
Leave.
Faites-moi très tôt.
Let Tom come in. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. Fet is the imperative form of the verb. Fare. To do, to make. It is the second person plural, you all.
Ate
is the infinitive form of the verb.
Ate.
To enter. In this context, it's used as a command or request.
Tom
is the proper noun for Tom. The sentence structure is typical for an imperative command. Verb plus subject. Here the subject,
Tom,
is placed after the verb. Fet. To emphasize the command.
Fez ate Tom.
Let Tom come in. Fair is the imperative form of the verb.
Fair.
To do, to make. The imperative form is used to give a command or instruction.
Ate
is the infinitive form of the verb.
Ate.
To enter.
Tom
is the proper noun for the name Tom. This sentence is a simple command to allow Tom to enter.
Doria.
This is a casual and informal way to tell someone to sleep well.
Door
is the informal second person singular form of the verb.
Dormir.
To sleep.
Doria
means well. Therefore,
Doria
means sleep well.
Dormir.
This phrase means sleep well.
Dormir
is the second person plural, you all slash formal you, form of the verb.
Dormir.
To sleep, in the imperative mood, meaning it is a command.
Yeah
is an adverb meaning well. So, the phrase is a polite way to tell someone to sleep well, often used at the end of a conversation. Stay away. This sentence uses the imperative verb.
Rest.
Stay, which is in the second person singular, you, form. The imperative form is used to give commands or instructions.
Alekar
is a prepositional phrase meaning away or apart. The sentence is a direct command telling someone to stay away from something or someone.
Restez alekar.
Stay away. This sentence uses the imperative form of the verb.
Restez.
Which means to stay. The imperative form is used to give a command or instruction. In this case, it is a direct command to stay away.
Alekar
is a prepositional phrase that means away from. It is used to indicate the direction or place to stay away from.
Ouvre-le.
Open it. This sentence is a command in the imperative form, meaning it is telling someone to do something.
Ouvre
is the imperative form of the verb.
Ouvrir.
To open, conjugated in the second person plural, meaning you all or you formal.
Le
is the direct object pronoun, meaning it. Therefore, the complete sentence translates to open it.
Écarte-toi.
The phrase means move away. Breakdown.
Écarte
means move away or step aside. It is the imperative form of the verb.
Écarte
meaning to move away.
Toi
is the pronoun you in the informal form. It is used when addressing someone you know well. Key concepts. Imperative mood. The imperative mood is used to give commands or make requests. In this case, the speaker is directly commanding the listener to move away. Informal form, The informal form of you.
Toi is used in this case because the speaker is likely addressing someone they know well.
Écartez-vous.
This means get out of the way or move aside. Here's the breakdown.
Écartez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Écartez,
which means to move aside or to push away. It is in the second person plural, which means it is directed at more than one person.
Vous
is the pronoun for you in the plural form, which is used formally or when addressing a group of people.
Vous
is the ending of the imperative form of the verb in this instance. So the entire phrase means you, plural, move aside.
Pas un geste.
Don't move a muscle. This is an imperative sentence, which means it is a command.
Pas
means not, and is an adverb. Is an indefinite article meaning a, or one.
Geste
means gesture or movement, and is a noun. The phrase literally translates to not a movement, emphasizing the need to remain completely still.
Tiens-toi tranquille.
This means be quiet or stay still. Breakdown. Tiens toi. This is the imperative form of the verb.
Tenir.
To hold, conjugated in the second person singular and followed by the reflexive pronoun.
Toi.
Yourself. This translates to hold yourself. Tranquil. This is an adjective meaning quiet, calm, or still. Key concepts. The imperative form is used to give commands or instructions. Reflexive pronouns are used when the action of the verb is performed on the subject itself. The sentence is an exclamation, indicating urgency or emphasis.
Ne bougez plus.
Don't move. This sentence is a negative imperative.
Ne
is the negative particle, meaning not.
Bougez
is the second person plural form of the verb.
Bougez,
meaning to move. It is in the present tense, making this an imperative command.
Plus
means more or any more, but it emphasizes the finality of the command. So, the command is a direct and urgent instruction to stop moving immediately.
Restez où vous êtes.
Stay where you are. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request.
Restez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Restez.
To stay. It is in the second person plural form, meaning it addresses more than one person.
Où
is a relative pronoun meaning where. It acts as the subject of the verb.
Et. Vous
is the subject pronoun for the second person plural, meaning you.
Et
is the present tense of the verb.
Et.
To be. The entire sentence translates to stay where you are.
Ne bougez pas.
Don't move. This sentence is a negative imperative, meaning it is a command telling someone not to do something.
Ni.
Ne is the negative particle used before verbs in the imperative.
Bougez.
Bougez is the second person plural form of the verb.
Bougez.
To move. It is conjugated in the imperative mood.
Pas.
Pas is a negative adverb meaning not. It is often used with the negative particle.
Ne.
To emphasize the negation.
Ne bouge pas.
Don't move. This is a simple imperative sentence.
Ne
is the negative particle, which negates the verb.
Bouge
is the verb, to move, in the present tense, imperative mood.
Pas
is an adverb meaning not, and emphasizes the negation. So the sentence is literally, not move. The imperative mood is used for commands or requests.
Pas un geste.
Not a gesture. This is a simple, negative sentence.
Pas.
Pas. Means, not, and is used in front of a noun, or pronoun. Is the indefinite article for a masculine singular noun.
Geste.
Geste. Is a masculine noun meaning, gesture. The sentence uses the simple present tense of the verb, être. To be, which is implied as, not, is being used as a negation of the verb, to be. It can be understood as meaning, it is not a gesture, or, there is not a gesture.
Recommence.
This means, start again.
The word, recommence,
is a verb in the imperative mood, meaning it is a command, or request. The imperative mood is used to tell someone to do something.
Ouvre-le.
Open it. This is an imperative verb, meaning it's a command.
Ouvre
is the verb.
Ouvrir.
To open, in the imperative form.
Le
is a direct object pronoun, meaning it. So,
ouvre-le
literally translates to open it.
Attends.
Wait. This is a simple imperative sentence.
Attends
is the imperative form of the verb.
Attends.
Meaning, to wait. The imperative is used to give commands or make requests.
The
S at the end of the verb is the singular subject pronoun, indicating that the command is addressed to a single person.